This is Senator Al Simpson. Environmentalists are slavering at the chops to buy up a lot of private land for national parks and refuges, but we ought to move with some caution. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, the environmental community is all a-twitter, hoping that Congress and the Bush administration will buy off on another grand scheme to purchase vast amounts of land to add to our already extraordinary national park system. The American Heritage Trust bill, pushed hard by some in Congress last year, has some bad news in it. It would provide for a large-scale buy-up of private lands without congressional supervision, and it ignores the much-needed regular maintenance of our crown jewels like Yellowstone and Yosemite. Every time Uncle Sam buys up an acre of land, that takes away an acre from the local tax base and disrupts local economies. We surely need to protect and preserve appropriate lands, Ted, but a massive land grab is simply not the way to go.
Spoken like a true developer, Al. Why buy land for national parks, you say, when private developers can come in, cut it clear, strip it bare, drill it dry, and lay it waste for profit? People who like Ronald Reagan on the environment must love you, Al. You've even out-Reaganed Reagan this time. The American Heritage Trust, you oppose, is an idea that came from a commission appointed by President Reagan to study the issue of land acquisition. The Reagan administration didn't win many environmental awards, but even they recognized the need to add to our national parks. On an environmental scale of 0 to 10, Al, the Reagan administration was close to 0, but you're at minus 5. I'll agree with you on one thing. We do need more funds for maintenance of magnificent parks like Yellowstone and Yosemite. But we wouldn't even have those parks today, Al, if previous generations had followed old anti-environment Al Simpson's develop it or bust mentality. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.